NBA Straya. That's right, man. It's NBA Straya. It's Tuesday, January damn 2. NBA Straya. I'm James Clements, a writer of Rolling Stone Junkie, The Brooklyn Game, and one half of the Drawn Guys NBA podcast. And I am currently in Lawn Sound Studios in Straya, as NBA Straya is in Straya for 2 more weeks. That's right. It's probably the best daily NBA podcast recorded from Lawn ever. Probably. All right, today we have a massive New Year's weekend of NBA games to wrap up. We have every single NBA team with a quick Esmer Rupna Shearer New Year's resolution. We have a fun LeBron-based, yeah, nah, because the King just turned 33. We add to the ongoing saga of Better Than Lonzo Ball, check on every Australian NBA player, and add to our Shane Heal Shoot Your Shot, amazing stat line Hall of Fame. And we have a new episode of Joe Ingles, HR Manager, at the very end. It's pretty epic. There's a lot of shit going on, I'll tell you that much. We also preview all of today's NBA games. There's only a couple of them, so it's pretty quick. Not too bad. All right, this is a big one. Let's get to it.
Watch out for the shark attack.
All right, NBA Straight, how do we start every episode? It is with a whip around. There it is. So, what's news? I don't know. We can just talk about all the fun games from the old NBA New Year, which was pretty sweet. There's a lot going on. We're just going to whip through some highlights because it's 4 days worth of stuff before, we get into actually what's going on right now. So let's take it from the top. Celtics beat the Rockets by a point. You probably saw this. It was an epic comeback. Down 26. They came all the way back. And then Marcus Smart kid pulled 2 offensive fouls from James Harden with 7 seconds left in the game to win it. It was unbelievable. Almost more unbelievable was the Boston crowd baying for blood. Brutal. But the Celtics pulled one out. The Rockets, man. They had themselves a weekend. They lost to the Celtics and then to the Wiz, who had just lost to the goddamn Atlanta Hawks, the horrible Atlanta Hawks, and were on a 5-game losing streak. And then the Rockets beat the Lakers in double overtime yesterday, thanks to Chris Paul and PJ Tucker having his only bucket of the night at the very death of the second overtime. Unbelievable. The Lakers also lost to the Clippers. So that means that Lakers now lost 6 straight and have the second worst record in the league, worst in the West, and are having players only meetings where they're having airing of grievances meetings. I mean, it is Festivus season after all. I can only assume Julius Randle's out there challenging every motherfucker to feats of strength as well. That's just how Festivus goes. What else happened? The Mavs beat the Pelicans and the Thunder and apparently have now won 4 straight, which is the longest winning streak in the NBA. Can you believe it? And it was all thanks to little Dennis Smith Jr. He had a big weekend, the little fella. 21 against the Pelicans, then scored 11 points in the last 1 minute 39 against OKC. Un-fucking-believable. Rusty had his 12th triple-double of the year, and it didn't matter against the Mavs because they'd just be rolling. The Thunder also lost to the Bucks, even though Rusty had 40 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 assists, all thanks to the Greek freak stepping out of bounds, which was apparently not reviewable because he didn't get called for it, even though the ref was standing right fucking there. What are you doing, dickhead? Russell Westbrook also killed Thon McCur. You probably saw this dunk. We posted it. Everybody posted it. Thon McCur, now dead. Pelicans also, having lost to the Mavs, also lost to the Knicks in an absolute shit show of a game that was fun. The Zinger had 30, the Brow had 31, Boogie had 19 boards and 29 points, and it was such a bizarre game. The Pelicans pulled it out by 2. Utah beat Cleveland on LeBron's birthday. Cleveland! How's that go? How do you say it properly, Stephen A. Smith? Cleveland! There you go. The Cavs have lost 3 straight since Christmas now. They lost to the fucking Kings. They lost to the swooning Jazz. The fuck, man. It's all right, though. Isaiah Thomas is coming back. The Pistons lost to the fucking Magic and then beat the Spurs. What the fuck weekend was this? Unbelievable. Grizzlies and the Kings played. Z-Bo and Marc Gasol hugged it out. And the Grizz won because they apparently figured that that's better than losing. Which, when you're the Grizz, doesn't make much sense. I'll tell you that much. Oh, Jesus. Nets somehow beat the Heat. And then just lost to the Celtics, considering they have literally no players at this point. And then coming around the home post here, Simmons and Embiid outlasted both the surprisingly badass Nuggs and the man, Jamal Murray. That's a man's name, who had 31. And the horrible Suns with the awesome Devin Booker, who had 30 plus in that game as well. But Simmons and Embiid just looking good. Looking good. And then finally, the Warriors lost to the Hornets, giving up a throwback Dwight Howard game of 29-13. And then Steph Curry came back the next game and had a season-high 38 points with 10 made threes to smoke the Grizz like some of that tasty-ass Memphis barbecue. Because, of course, they did. That's just what they do. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Weekend, I guess, because that's something we should do.
That is a knife.
And we could say Lou Williams. He had 40 off the bench for the Clips in their win over the Hornets. You could also say, speaking of the Hornets, Dwight Howard's 29, 13 rebounds and 7 assists in the win over the Warriors. That's unreal. But also, fuck Dwight Howard. How about Anthony Davis? Anthony Davis killed Ron Baker. So there was a couple of homicides on the weekend. Thon McKerr. Yeah, not a great weekend for dudes whose names are Maker or Baker. Brutal. Ron Baker died. He got dunked on by Anthony Davis and elbowed in the head and sent him off bleeding to the locker room and didn't get the foul called. Unbelievable. Perfect set. Game, set, match. All three. Nailed it. And Anthony Davis also had 31-9 and 5 blocks. Get the fuck out of here. But I think that's not a knife. That's a knife goes to Steph, doesn't it? First game back, you just dropped a game to fucking Dwight Howard and the horrible Hornets. Steph comes out. He's like, hey, I got this. I ain't ever been gone. 38 points, 10 made threes. Jesus, 13 attempts, and he made 10 of them. Unbelievable. Yeah, Steph.
That's a knife.
That was a knife. Who's old mate, no mates today? Who's got no mates? How about James Harden? I'm not sure if he can ever show his face in Boston again. Holy crap, how are those two offensive fouls? Pulled by Marcus Smart, kid. Everyone in Boston loves Marcus Smart, kid. Even though he's having a historically horrible shooting season. But man, way to pull a fucking win out your ass. Jesus. And James Harden, maybe you just don't, you know, push over Marcus Smart. Anyway, Harden in Boston, your old mate, no mates today. Because, you know, it just makes sense. How about Lonzo Ball? Let's get to it.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you'll get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. Coming for everybody.
I mean, this could have been Ben Simmons better than Lonzo Ball. For last night, he had 21 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks. He's the Lord and Savior. But he played the Suns, and I could probably do that against the Suns. So how about we go with Donovan fucking Mitchell? 29 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 block, 3 steals against LeBron and the Cavs on LeBron's birthday. How's that for big balls? That's Donovan Mitchell going, fuck all y'all. 10 of 17 shooting in December. Donovan averaged 23 points, 3.5 rebounds, 4 assists a game, shooting over 50% and over 35% from 3. And he's a fucking rookie. Number 13 in the draft. Are you kidding? For comparison, Lonzo, who had his best month in his 10 games that he actually got out there, shot 42% from the field, 37% from 3, averaged 12, 6, and 6 in his 10. So there you go, Donovan Mitchell. You are hashtag better than Lonzo Ball. All right, let's get to Yeah Naz for today, just after this one. NBA Australia, Yeah Nah. We take three NBA storylines to decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. So let's get stuck in. First one, LeBron James is the best 33-year-old NBA player ever. Yeah, nah. Maybe for just being an all-round wrecking ball. But Jordan led the league in scoring at 33, shot 48.6% from the field, 37.4% from three, with just a lazy 6 rebounds, 4.5 assists, and almost 2 steals a game, too. So LeBron, slightly less scoring per game. You know, a little bit more rebounding considering he's 6'20" fucking billion. 8.2 rebounds, 9.2 assists. Jesus, 1.6 steals, 1 block, 55.9% from the field and 39% from three. Jesus Christ, I stack up, I'll tell you. I don't know, just give me Jordan for the moment. Can I take that? How about 33-year-old Wilt Chamberlain? 27 points, 18 rebounds, 4 assists and 57% from the field. How about Kareem? 26 points, 10 rebounds, 3.4 assists, 2.9 blocks at 33, fucking hell, and almost 58% from the field. Larry Bird, 24 points, 9.5 rebounds, 7.5 assists, 1.5 steals, almost a block a game. when he's hobbling around with like half a fucking back, 47% from the field and 33% from three when everyone just realized just then that you could shoot threes. Not bad, Larry. Charles Barkley, 20 points, 13.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists in his first Houston season. Not bad. Olajuwon, speaking of Houston, 27 points, 11 rebounds, almost 4 assists. But how's this? 1.6 steals and 2.9 blocks. Fucking hell. So yeah, you can take your pick, but it's a hell of a fucking field. And just here's a nice little stat for you. LeBron James, 212 points and 208 assists away from becoming the only player in NBA history with 30,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, and 8,000 assists. Holy shit, not bad. All right, second year now. The Ringer out here cursing teams with their articles. Yeah, nah, yeah, fuck, man. Results is results, yo. Orlando, the Pistons, now Indy. Anytime the Ringer write about your team in hell, the NBA has an Indy problem. Here comes Victor Oladipo and the Indiana Pacers. Yeah, start betting against them. Also, it helps when Victor Oladipo gets hurt, but still. And then finally, how about we go through a year now? We've got one hell quick New Year's resolution for every team. So, y'all ready for this? It's going to be pretty epic, I'll tell you. I will tell you. Atlanta. We're starting at A, go through to Washington. Atlanta, get that number one draft pick, but don't draft someone named Marvin in the top three ever again. Just don't do it. Boston, don't let anyone say shit about Gordo Hayward coming back until like March. Brooklyn, play Ja. Come on, where's Okafor? Charlotte, convince Marvin Williams and Nick Batum that it's contract year. Chicago, let Face Mirotic and fighting Bobby Portis punch on every 5 weeks in a pay-per-view and you might win the fucking NBA title. Cleveland, we all have to wait for IT to come back before we all start talking shit or talking them up. That's just a rule. I think we should all just abide by that. Dallas, let Dirk go out the way he should have and retroactively retire him last year. Seems fair. Denver, let Jamal Curry cook. Just Jamal Murray, just get out there, start cooking, fella. Man, he's fun. Detroit, punch yourselves in the face for taking Luke Kennard over Donovan Mitchell. Just every Detroit fan should just punch themselves right now. Golden State, just go fuck yourselves. Houston, hope to hell that fast Jimmy Harden's calf isn't a problem. Indiana, get Victor back healthy ACP, so don't miss playoffs. Victor Oladipo. LA Clippers, convince Austin Rivers he'd be really good in China and make more money. That's a good one. I'm laughing at my own shit. Lakers, get LeVar Ball to coach the team the rest of the year to land that number one pick. Come on, LeVar could do it. Memphis, just fucking tank already, would you? Jesus, that's your New Year's resolution. Just lose every game. Miami, give Dion Waiters a podcast or something. Come on, Waiters Island. That'd be perfect, wouldn't it? Milwaukee, get Jabari back and healthy. Minnesota, let the guys get a breather once in a while. Tibbs, come on. New Orleans, let's get Boogie and AD to become best friends in the world and start a buddy cop show. I would pay real hard walking around folding stuff money for that. The New York Knickerbockers of New York City, challenge yourselves to see if you can't run every possession through the zinger. You're out of the playoffs now. Come on, let's just do it. Let's see how it goes. Oklahoma City, convince Melo that he's the third best banana ever and trick Paul George into an extension. Just like have him sign something and slip the extension underneath it and get him to sign it by accident. That'll work. Orlando, make Aaron Gordon grow his hair like Alfred Payton. I mean, can't hurt. Philadelphia, challenge Ben Simmons to make 1 3 per game. Bold Jesus. Not sure how that'd go. Phoenix, challenge Devin Booker to score 83 in at least 2 games this year. Because fuck Kobe. Portland, get Dame to record another rap album. Sacramento, trade all your old guys and play all your young guys. Why the fuck is a 37-year-old Zach Randolph playing 32 minutes a game and all your 4 young big dudes barely getting any run? You morons. San Antonio, get a PAC going and lay all the groundwork for Pop 2020. Just do it now. Transition out. There you go. Toronto, take all the chicken fingers away from Kyle Lowry. Like, just ban him from every place that serves chicken fingers in the entirety of Canada. Utah, send pictures of Donovan Mitchell to the Nuggets HQ and Gordon Hayward every day for the entirety of 2018. That's nice. Washington, get Bradley Beal 160-point game. Come on, that's all I asked for. That's all I asked for. And there you go. That was a New Year's resolution for every goddamn team in the NBA. Not bad. And that segues us very nicely into the unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
I don't know if this is that unpopular, but refs should be able to fix all their shit when reviewing something. It's like, oh, we were looking at who came off last. It turns out this motherfucker stepped out of bounds. We didn't call that. That's illegal. Ball goes the other way. Everything else after that is completely done. Just do it. That's not difficult. Sorry, homies. We have to give the ball to the other team because you stepped out of bounds. That's what happens. Fix your mistakes. It's not hard. Just do the damn thing. All right. That wasn't too bad, was it? All right. Nice one. All right. It's Tuesday, so let's get to the Shane Hill Shoot Your Shot Random Dude Lighting It Up Hall of Fame this week. This isn't so random, but it's unfucking believable. Over the weekend, it was the 1 year anniversary of James Harden's New Year's Eve triple double. Probably one of the best games in the past forever. Holy shit. Did you remember this one? It was the 1 year anniversary. He had 53 points. That's 9 of 16 from 3, 16 of 18 at the free throw line. He goes 14 of 26 overall. So he had 53 points on 26 shots. And he added 16 rebounds and 17 assists in a win. Unfucking believable. That makes it into the Shane Hill Shoot Your Shot Random Dude or Lighting It Up Hall of Fame for this week. On you, James Harden. That beard had to go in there. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch straight after, let's say, this one. Oh, Jesus. All right, the Australian Player Watch. Let's get to it. What did everybody get up to over the New Year's break? Well, Ben Simmons, he lost to the Blazers. It wasn't a good one either, the crappy there sixes. What are you doing? 17, 4 and 8, though, for Ben. One steal, three turnovers. not great, but still. Tight win over Denver on Saturday for Simmons. 6-6 and 6. Jesus, that is the number of the beast. One block, five fouls, five turnovers. Denver still lose that because the Sixers just out-executed them somehow down the stretch, and Joel Embiid was pretty badass. And then another tight win, this time over Phoenix on Sunday. He was much better, was Ben, as mentioned at the top. He had 21 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 blocks, 3 steals. Unbelievable to go with 5 fouls and 5 turnovers, but Jesus. Hey, here's the thing. He shot 10 of 14 on his free throws the last three games too. Not bad. So for the year, let's check up on it as we go into 2018. That's it. Ben Simmons, so far, 16.5 points, 8.6 rebounds, 7.6 assists, 2 steals, and almost a block per game. It's pretty fucking good, I'll tell you that much. Not bad there, Benno. Patty Mills, win over the Knicks. Patty had a bit of a rough one on the weekend. He had 6 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, not too bad against the Knicks. 1 of 5 from the field, though, 1 of 3 from 3. Had 3 turnovers as well to go with that. And then on Saturday, Patty... The Spurs just played like shit, and they lost to the Pistons. He had 0 points in 18 minutes, added 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals, and that was it. Gross for the year. 9.4 points, 2.9 assists, 2.1 rebounds, 0.7 steals. But Patty shooting 42.6% from the field and almost 40% from three. How about Jingling Joe Ingles? That's right, our HR manager here at NBA Australia. Played the Cavs on Saturday on LeBron's birthday. He has 8 points, 1 rebound, 5 assists, 1 block, 2 steals. Not too bad. 3 of 5 shooting, and they win that one. And hasn't scored in double figures in 6 straight games, which is easily his longest stretch of the season. So I don't know if Jingling Joe just got into the Christmas spirit there a little bit too much. But for the year, he's now dipped under 10 points a game. So he's at 9.8. Yeah, he still has 4.3 rebounds, 4.2 assists, and a steal per. Not bad. And he's no longer, however, shooting better from 3 than from the field. That is now 43.8% versus 44. Jesus. Hey, that Dele! Matthew Dellavedova, he's back. Yeah, the home W against the Wolves. Dele only had 10 minutes, but he put up 4 points, 2 assists on 2-2 shooting. That's our Dele. Perfecto. Perfecto, brother. And then the comeback W against the Thunder. Unbelievable game. He had 0 points, but he had 9 assists. Holy shit, Dele. 1 rebound and 0-4 shooting. And he played 25 minutes, and they won that game. So, I don't know. Maybe just play Dele more. Doesn't that seem about right? For the year, he's at 5 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Not shooting great from the field at 37%, but that's the same number he's shooting from 3. So, you know, take it where you can get it. How about Thon, the Thon, Thon, Thon? Well, he died on the weekend against the Thunder. Killed by the irascible Russell Westbrook. Got in the road. Man, what are you going to do? You know, sometimes you just got to die. The most vicious dunk witnessed in the tri-state area, this one was too. Sorry, Thon. But what did he do before then? He had home against the Wolves. He had 2 points, 5 boards, 1 assist in 20 minutes. And then in the big comeback against that Thunder team, which is where he died. Before that, he had 3 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, and 1 headstone etched. Damn. Made a 3-2, did Thon. For the year, 4.3 points, 3.6 rebounds, almost a block per game. Not shooting very good, though. 40% from the field, 29% from 3. Jesus! How about bangers? Aaron Baines had Houston. He had 2.3 rebounds and 4 fouls in 13 minutes. That is a fucking rate. And a huge game against Brooklyn, though, just the other day. 5 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block, 1 steal in 23 minutes. Of course, Brooklyn's starting center is Tyler fucking Zeller. So, to be fair, I could probably get 10 rebounds against him at the moment. for the year. Baines, oh, it almost 6 points, five rebounds for the year. Nah, the rest of it all a bit meh. 50% from the field. There you go. Celtics are now 22-7 when Baines starts, though. On your bangers. And how about Bogut? Clippers, they lost on Friday. 0 points, two boards. Oh, no, they beat the Clippers. No, they lost to the Clippers, Bogut. Yeah, the Lakers are losing every game. Clippers, they lost. He had 0 points, two boards, one foul, two turnovers in only 5 minutes. And Houston, he had 6 points, five rebounds in 8 minutes. That's a hell of a rate per, though. 6 points and five rebounds in eight. Extrapolate that. What do you got? You got like 20 rebounds and like 24 points. Jesus. For the game, on you. So for the year, yeah, nothing. Because he's averaging about 5 minutes a game and it's not good. How about Mango? Nah, he's down with the Greenbow Swarm. We'll get to that in a second. How about the daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Oh, yeah. And the final part of the Australian Player Watch, Kyrie hanging out with Mr. Bainesy. Had an okay New Year's break. Well, you know, it wasn't so much of a break. It was a break for us. But he's still out there averaging 23. So come on, Kyrie. Pull your socks up, mate. Pull your socks up. And it's Tuesday, though. So what do? We always check in with Mangok Mapiang. Hey there, Mango. Holy shit. So since he got back down to the old G League there before Christmas, he's out there smashing. Because that's just what Mango does. So he had 28-11 with three blocks against the Bulls. Mango! 8-9 against the Herd. Mango! 8-16. Holy shit, with three assists as well. In the return home and home game with the Herd. God damn it, Mango! And then finally, just the other day, 13-15 with a steal and a block as the starter against the Wolves. Smashing it, mate! Give him hell, Mango! God damn it. Nailing it. Nailing them to the wall as well. I wouldn't expect any less from Mango. You know I love him. All right, let's get to it. This is awesome. Smashing through it. Let's get to the game previews just after this one. All right, it's the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. What's he got to say, does old Patty? Well, he hasn't tweeted since 2017. Game Day Baller Game Day at Detroit. Go Spurs, go. That didn't go down so well. Now, did it, Patty? Not very inspiring there, pal. Not very inspiring. Let's get to it. Game previews. All right. What do we got today? We've only got four. That's an easy slate. Magic of Brooklyn. Yeah, so we've got four, but maybe it's up to you to guess who fucking wins these. This is a hell of a slate. Magic at Brooklyn. Gross. No Vooch, though, for the Magic there. And he has historically slain the Brooklyn Nets. Don't ask me why, he just has. It was like him and Brook Lopez going at it. Now there's no Lopez, he still kicks the crap out of the net. But he's out, so maybe Brooklyn have a shot. Brooklyn are on a back-to-back though, so I don't know. Tricky one, give me the Magic in this. I think Mario has like a random game because, you know, we all love the old Super Mario over here. On ya, Mario, on ya. So give me the Magic. Bucks at Raptors, Deli! Deli taking on Kyle Lowry. I mean, Kyle has looked okay, working through his $25 million worth of pies, though, I guess. Classic. El Clasico. Give me the Raptors at home. After their little crappy road trip, I think they need a bit of a pick-me-up, and I think this is where it is. And I think the Bucks maybe just go into a little bit of a swoon after that big comeback against the Thunder. Portland at Chicago. Jesus! I don't know. Dame, CJ versus the finisher and fighting Bobby Portis and face Mirotic. I think Chicago go into a bit of a funk. They lose their last one, and the finisher is kind of, you know, putting up numbers in every third or fourth game. Chris Dunn, though, I think will be a little bit overwhelmed by Dame and CJ, so give me Portland. Lakers at Wolves. Lakers have lost six straight now, the worst team in the West. And don't forget, that means if they don't get the number one pick, that pick goes to the goddamn Celtics. Yeah. Now the Lakers fans know how the Nets fans feel. Jesus! Wolves, meanwhile, out there shredding at 23-14 and fourth in the West. Hot damn! And Butler averaged 26-6. 26-6 for December. That's pretty good. So I think I'll take the Wolves in that one. Thank you, Alex. The Wolves for the win. All right. And you know what? That's it. That's been NBA Australia. Holy crap, we nailed it. It's 2018. Woo! We'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. All the fun stuff. You know, live from Australia, NBA Australia, Australia. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, check us a follow on Insta as well. And don't forget to subscribe via iTunes and Google Play. Check us a nice five-star rating or review while you're at it. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro. go check out House Hats, their new band, and their song All Together, and go vote for it in the Hottest 100. It is an absolute fucking cooker there. Extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, the Ramshackle Army, and Fascinator for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. Check them all out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. Great tunes, bro. All right, that's it. NBA Australia 2018. It's done. We're into it. Joe Ingles, HR manager, coming up to finish off the episode, and we will catch us all tomorrow. Later, Horizon. G'day. It's Joe Ingles here for my weekly duck into the NBA Australia office in between drinking coffees and sinking threes in Utah to answer your HR questions as NBA Australia's resident HR manager. Because, look, not everybody knows this, but I didn't go to uni just to play basketball. I also majored in human resources. Me dad always said, get yourself a bit of a side gig there, Joe, so I did. So I'm the most qualified here to help out with any questions you might have about pretty much any topic because the first thing you learn in human resources is humans are resources. All right, let's get to today's question. All right, this one comes from James in Houston. Dear Joe, oh, that's nice. I just have a quick question for you. My work brought in a friend of mine to work with me at probably the same level of seniority, which I thought would be great. Oh, that might be all right, wouldn't it, James? Anyway, he goes on. And so far, it's going really well. Aw, that's good. But lots of people keep telling me it probably shouldn't and that we'll start having problems. Have you ever come across anything like this before and do you think we can make it work? Yours, James, Houston. Aw, that's a nice short one. Nice one. Well, James, I'm here to help. Look, workplace HR is, after all, the backbone of any successful enterprise and crucial to that are interpersonnel relationships. The big question will be, are you both being fulfilled in your respective roles? And the key to figuring that out is communication. Maintaining clear lines of communication between yourself and your workplace compatriots and making sure that any problems or grievances are aired in a timely, respectful manner is key. Because this could quite easily be seen as a challenge to your leadership role. And I think you need to be proactive in making sure that everyone junior to you and this new fellow all understand that you're on the same page. You definitely don't want to turn into a she said, he said kind of thing. I'll tell you that much. You just need to keep your roles clearly clarified and have easy to understand and follow KPIs and have management and HR involved as much as possible to keep everyone on the same page. And as we say in HR, the well-maintained filing cabinet of manila folders is better than two filing cabinets of manila folders that don't work well together. Classic. Bottom line is you've got to put yourself in the best position to succeed in your line of work. And that means thinking positively and making the most of your and your friends' human resources. Okay, that's all we've got time for this week. I've been Joe Ingles, and this has been the HR Q&A session for NBA Australia. I'll catch you next week.